Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, throughout the world, the Virgin Mary is likely the most revered and recognized female saint. People flock to locations where there have been sightings and miracles attributed to her. On every continent, everywhere in the world, prayers for healing, blessings, prayers for Mary's intercession are spoken by seekers all over. Now, my guest today, intuitive and author Sherry Dillard, believes that Mary's most important message to humanity has remained a secret. And in her new book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and the Manifestation of the Virgin Mary, Sherry shows you how to invoke Mary's presence, live in her love, and become a miracle worker. Before I bring Sherry on the air, I want to ask you to take a moment to visit fogcitypsychic.com and explore my little, that's my little house on the internet. You've heard of Little House on the Prairie. That's fogcitypsychic.com. It's my little house on the internet. You can book a private intuitive reading with me, explore one of the classes I offer, get information about the radio show, connect with some free guided meditations, and there's a bunch of stuff there to do. Go do it, fogcitypsychic.com. And you know the Out of the Fog Salon, right? That is the monthly online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process, right? This month, the April Salon is really something special. Intuitive Stephanie Beebe is going to be joining me in the salon. Now, I've never done this before. Stephanie's going to join me, and that means that you'll get two intuitive reads on your question that you bring to the group. Stephanie is often called the soul whisperer because of the way she can connect with your higher self and your true purpose. Details about that salon are at fogcitypsychic.com. The reason I'm telling you about this so early, the event is on April 28th. We've got to keep the group small so that everybody gets a reading, and this puppy is filling up fast. So if you're interested, fogcitypsychic.com, click on where it says online gallery reading and jump in there while you can. Thank you very much also for your emails about the April Psychic Development class. That one is full, and so I've opened up the registration for the June session, and that's details are at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, here we go. As an intuitive and medium, Sherry Dillard has a busy international clientele. She's the author of the best-selling Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and her new book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and the Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. Her writing has appeared in national magazines, and she's been featured on radio and television for her innovative books and for her work as a psychic detective and a medium. Sherry's taught intuition development classes in North America, Latin America, and Europe. Her passion for the fusion of intuition, spirituality, and conscious self-growth has made her a popular speaker and teacher at retreats and conferences both nationally and internationally. Sherry has a BS in psychology and an MDiv in New Thought Pastoral Counseling. You can find out much more about Sherry and her work at www.sherrydillard.com. Now, the www is important. If you leave it out, you don't get to her sight. And I don't understand why. It's a great spiritual mystery, which we are not yet ready to comprehend. But just remember the www, okay? SherryDillard.com. Sherry, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me back.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you know, you don't have to write a new book just to get on the show. I'm glad you did, but...
Well, that's good to know, huh?
Now, this is a wonderful book, and As I picked it up, this is a beautiful book, and there's a big image of the Virgin Mary on the cover. And I was wondering, are people surprised to find that somebody who is a professional intuitive and a medium is writing about Mary?
Well, you know, what's been interesting is that people who are also professional intuitives or just intuitive by nature and use it in different ways are not that surprised. So many people have come forward to me and told me that they felt Mary's presence, that they've had connection with her, but it didn't fit into, it's not something they've really talked about. It doesn't really fit into the more metaphysical realm, and they're no longer maybe practicing religion through a church. And so it's been something that I think has been maybe unexpected, but I've gotten positive feedback from people that have really felt a connection. On the other hand, I also feel, you know, unfortunately, there are going to be people, and there are people that, because of the work I do, are certainly skeptical and, you know, have a real defined idea of what Mary is through the religious, through the church, and so they're not going to maybe be on my little bandwagon here, but hopefully, you know, my hope is that it will reach the people that it really is meant to reach, regardless of orientation.
One of the things about Mary and about her energy is that she's someone who breaks down barriers.
Absolutely.
And so it seems to me that if you're going to write a book that that has the potential to break down barriers, it's nice to have Mary in it.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah, she's just, yeah.
Now, since you brought up some of those kind of defined, you know, we like to put ourselves in boxes as humans. What would you say is the difference between being religious and being spiritual?
Well, you know, religion is usually defined, and it involves a more external practice, and it usually has a leader, and it usually has certain expectations of the way to worship, what you're worshiping. And there's more kind of guidelines and rules in any religion. Spirituality, you know, religion is more of an exterior, external kind of experience, even though there is prayer involved and there is a personal relationship to that. Spirituality is really more about one's inner sense of what divine is, whether it be a god or nature or a connection to angels, whatever it would be. It's a very personal experience that is usually, you know, we can all be spiritual and share certain kinds of beliefs and experiences, but it's usually spirituality. It's a very individual, unique experience that is really defined by the person who is experiencing it. There's no rules in that way. There's no someone on the outside kind of guiding you and saying, you know, this is what the expectation is here. So it's a really much more personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, you know, this is not necessarily a real spiritual man. Well, I take that back. He probably is. But Gary Busey, you know, the actor,
mm-hmm.
I heard him say once that religion is for people who are afraid of hell, and spirituality is for people who've been through hell, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, wow. Huh.
There is some truth to that. A lot of people are led to the spiritual path because they've really been kind of disenchanted, or they've, you know, they've experienced something different in life, and they're, you know, they're kind of, it's, like I said, it's more of an inner process in that way.
Mm-hmm. That's something that some people don't know about me is that I went to seminary and was training to be an Episcopal priest. I am not an Episcopal priest. I was, so I spent some time in seminary, and one of the ways that they define what a sacrament is that it is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. So an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. And for me, when I think about the difference between spirituality and religion often gives us some of those outward signs.
Right.
And the spiritual grace, the inward and spiritual grace, is there no matter what our outward signs are. We just need different prompts sometimes to help us get to that grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good, I like that. It's very
fun. Yeah. I can't really take credit for that. That's one of those things where that's one of those definitions you learn, so I can't take credit for making up the definition. But I think that it's true. We can get really hung up on the external. And sometimes we use that as an excuse not to look deeper.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Not to have that person. Right. To look for that. And sometimes people who, you know, I think that so many people who would define themselves as more spiritual now, and you can be spiritual and religious at the same time, you know, they really, like I said, I feel like you said, you know, that grace is certainly in operation within, but sometimes even having those words to define what that experience is, it's hard to we don't always have the spiritual people in the spiritual realm don't always have words to describe what they're experiencing. And I think in religion, when you're involved in a religious practice, those words, the way to define what's happening is much easier to do. And, you know, and there's something to be said about at times being able to be somewhat in that middle ground where you're having help in terms of guidance of what process you're in and how to define what I'm experiencing, and I'm not alone in that, but not getting too drawn into expecting things to be a certain way. And a lot of people, I think, that go into more of a spiritual perspective have been involved in a religion of some kind, and yet not it's detracted from the inner experience.
When we come back, Sherry Dillard and I will continue this conversation. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is renowned intuitive and medium and author, Sherry Dillard. Her new book is The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestations of the Virgin Mary. You can get more information about Sherry and her work at www.sherrydillard.com. So, Sherry, we were talking a little bit about, before the break, about how Mary breaks down boundaries, about how you don't have to fit in a certain kind of box to feel that power, to invoke that grace in your life. Can you say a little about your own relationship with Mary and how she's been present in your life?
Sure. You know, I go through this some in the book just to help people to, like you said, to understand where I'm kind of coming from with her. You know, I grew up in Massachusetts in a highly, very Catholic environment. All my friends went to Catholic schools, and I was not Catholic. I actually grew up Baptist, of all things, in a very, you know, in a small town in Massachusetts with mostly Catholic schools and Catholic churches. And I just, you know, as a kid, I felt an affinity to Mary that I couldn't define. You know, Mary never was in my church except for Christmas pageants. Mary was not, never talked about. I don't ever remember anything about Mary. And my friends had to say Hail Marys, and they certainly had Mary statues here and there, but there was not a personal connection through them I found either. I was always intuitive as a child. I was always, you know, kind of seeing things and knowing things and dreaming. And I remember very young, for some unknown reason, feeling I was very safe with Mary, feeling that she understood me and that I always felt a sense of protection with her. As I got older, that was always kind of with me, of course, not necessarily something that I focused on. I talk about in the book about when, I'm going to skip forward a little bit, and when I was in college and I was helping a woman who had all of these cats and she needed a place to stay. She had picked up these cats from the streets of New York, and she needed shelter. She was basically being evicted out of her home, and I saw this sign up in the college about needing help to drive her to a farm in New York that would let her stay there. So basically, out of nowhere, I found myself driving this woman in this truck full of cats to New York right around Christmas time. And we got to the farm, and the farm was a Catholic worker, which I didn't know at the time that's where I was going. I just knew it was a farm. And the Catholic worker, it wasn't a function of the Catholic Church. It was actually a radical group of people headed by Dorothy Day, who took it upon themselves to feed the poor, shelter the poor. And this farm was actually a place where people from New York City who had lived on the streets most of their life could go and to find free shelter, free food. And it was all run on donations. And they had agreed to take this woman, so I found myself there. And I loved the place. It was full of kind of all kinds of different people. It was just, for me, who had wanted to do service so much, it was just this wonderful haven, because it was full of people who were open, needed help, and I ended up staying and then going back later. But it was here that I really began to really encounter Mary. Mary was a really important spiritual being in this place. Like I said, it wasn't funded by the church. All the money that came to support this farm was personal and private donations from individuals. But they really relied on Mary for their sustenance, basically. I still wasn't real comfortable with religion or being Catholic, but I decided to try out, you know, going to their mass, which was basically going into a room in the farmhouse, and an older priest would say some prayers, and that was mass. I went a few times, and it was all about Mary. And I remember there was a farm. I was out on the farm. I was stringing up tomato plants, and I remember saying very clearly, "Okay, Mary, if you really exist, if this is really, if you're really there hearing this, then give me a sign, and I want the sign to be someone's going to give me a wooden cross by the end of the day, by sunset. I will have a wooden cross, and I'm not going to look for it. Someone's going to give it to me." And it seemed like a really kind of impossible thing to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was already kind of, you know, late morning, afternoon, so we didn't have a lot of time. But what happened was, by the end of the day, almost right as the sun is setting, another volunteer came to my cabin where I was living and offered me a box of things that he was giving away because he was going back home. And he picked up a wooden cross, and he said, "Do you want this?" And I thought, "Oh, gosh, huh, wow, isn't that interesting?" And so I knew, like, it was just, like, kind of one of those unbelievable things. The sun's setting, and this man's giving me a wooden cross. So I thought, okay, well, I guess I'm going to believe in Mary. I guess there's something to this. And it was actually a pretty profound spiritual experience for me, where mm-hmm. I really, really felt, I got the cross. But it was more than that. I felt an interior flooding of love, connection, that comfort I had always felt with her, that protection. And I should say, during this time, I was also struggling with psychic experiences. My psychic awareness kind of really exploded when I was in my late teens, and I didn't understand what was happening. I came from a religious home. Nothing about what I was experiencing was talked about in my home, in the church. I felt very strange, very odd. I questioned what was going on. I had no one to talk to. And so when this happened, it was a confirmation for me that what was happening to me, somehow I got the impression, I got the awareness that it was meant to help people, and that it was part of something bigger, part of something more holy, you know, part of something that I actually felt Mary was connected to mm-hmm. and was working with me with. So unlike a lot of people, my psychic awareness and my connection with Mary actually went hand in hand. And I have always felt what I do with people, my work, is connected with Mary, and that my hope is always that Mary works through me and in some way comforts and helps other people through me. Of course, this was many, many, many years ago, and I went through, well, I shouldn't say that many, I'm not that old, but I went through lots of different experiences with Mary, and a lot of it had to do with my clients I worked with. A lot of it had to do with my really praying to Mary, asking for her intercession, asking for her help for specific clients who were struggling in pretty profound ways, and she's always come through. She's always come through where there's always been a healing, grace, a fulfillment on some level whenever I have asked and prayed to her. And then I'm going to fast forward a little bit into probably about 3 years ago when I just knew I had to write this book. At the time, I didn't know what I was going to write about her, but through some different experiences I had, again, encountering her, I just knew that this is kind of what I was meant to write. This was the book I was meant to write, was the book about Mary. And I knew I had to be really honest in the book about my experiences, my psychic ability. And I also knew writing the book, I was going to, you know, the publisher I had for my other two books was more of a metaphysical, pagan type of publisher. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there would be some ridicule and rejection of me as an intuitive writing about Mary. And there was, you know, that publisher really wanted nothing to do with the book. I've had some rejection from others who have told me, which surprised me quite a bit, that they're the type of people they worked with in terms of, you know, people more in the New Age movement, metaphysics, wouldn't understand Mary, that couldn't, if I mentioned Mary, they would think I'm talking about the church. And
right.
And so there's been, you know, at the beginning you asked me, most individuals get it, but there are definitely, you know, like you said, there's boxes of people, and Mary doesn't belong in this box.
That's right. You know? Well, my guest is Sherry Dillard. When we return after this break, we're going to talk about how opening up to Mary opens us up to grace and the miraculous. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Sherry Dillard. She's an intuitive and a medium. She's the author of several best-selling books. Her new book is The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. That's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere. Go get the book, would you please? You can find out more about Sherry and her work at www.sherrydillard.com. Don't forget that www is very important for some reason. If you don't put it in, you can't go to the site. Now, Sherry, we were talking a little bit before the break about your personal experience with Mary, and I'm wondering how, in your own life, in the life of your clients, how does connecting with Mary then help us open up to grace and to the miraculous?
Very good question. And what I do in the book is I take the seven power, levels of power and manifestation, or the seven significant events that Mary went through in her life. Each of these events they're like energy portals. They access a higher vibration that following, it's almost like this paradigm, this blueprint, that as you follow each of those steps or go into that energy portal, your spirit opens and you become into that vibration and you're able to integrate that vibration of grace into your life. This first step begins with her virginity, which is our virginity, not physical or sexual virginity, but the awareness that we are pure spirit, that our spirit is untouched by anything in the outer world, and it retains its connection to divine source at all times. And then we go into her communication with Archangel Gabriel, and that for us is our ability to have a conscious connection, direct connection with the angelic realm and with Mary and with the spiritual realm. No one knew of the miraculous conception but Mary, even though it was a patriarchal community that was run by the male rabbis in the temples. The only one that knew of this was Mary, and Mary knew because she had the ability to communicate with the angels. And I feel like that's part of Mary's message to us. It's one of the secret messages that has been kind of squashed, is that we all have that pure virgin spirit and we can all communicate with these realms. Grace, the accepting grace in our life, is our awareness that as we invoke this higher vibration, as we enter into, again, this third energy portal of the miraculous conception, the miraculous conception is always offered to us. What it is, it's grace. Our ability to take into our third chakra, into our depth of our being, this higher vibration of energy. Grace is energy which is outside of cause and effect. It's outside of human limitation. It creates purely from divine source. And as we invoke that, bring it into our personal vibration, body, mind, and spirit, that's where the miracles begin to manifest. Because then what we see in our life is this, the actualization, the manifestation of grace, whatever that will be. For Mary, it was Jesus. For me, you, Callers, it can be abundance, prosperity, it can be harmony and relationship, it can be health and healing. Whatever it is that in our life that grace is expressing itself as will manifest as a miracle. So her path is really this, like I said, this energy portal blueprint for each one of us to ascend into this higher divine grace vibration, bring that into our lives, into our everyday life, and live in that creative expression, live in that manifestation of miracles.
Wow. Yeah. And are you tying these, Sherry, this just occurred to me, are you tying these seven levels also to the seven chakras, the seven energy centers of the body?
You know, I really, you know, when I wrote the book, I had it in my consciousness that I was going to do that,
mm-hmm.
because it made so much sense to me, that I didn't do that directly, although I do use my feeling intuitively is always that grace comes into our third chakra, that it always comes into that place of manifestation for us. And the Divine Mary prayer that I use in the book is actually to invoke and open the energy field and open the chakras. And I think in one part of the book, I talk about putting one of your hands on your heart and the other on the third chakra when you're saying the prayer as a way to invoke, open the heart, and then bring that grace. Because, you know, as we know in energy language, that it's the lower chakras that actually do the manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, you know, what we manifest comes from our thinking conditioned mind of what we believe our possibilities are. And in the material laws, effect follows cause.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that duality in the material laws. But grace is outside of that. So as you, again, use these energy portals to open your spirit to this higher vibration of your own virgin spirit, which is connected to divine source, then you're able to, deep into your being, bring this vibration. And that's what Mary did. That's what Mary did when she became pregnant with Jesus, is Mary opened herself to divine grace. She was able to communicate with the angelic realm, and she accepted, but she also was a co-creator, because this doesn't just happen to us.
Uh-huh.
We have to be co-creators in this.
Yeah.
You know, Mary was a human like you and I, and when you think about, her story, when you really think about, you know, being a young girl, being a teenager in a Jewish community, in a patriarchal community where women were really second-class citizens. They were akin to slaves at the time. They were given no political power. They had no power in the temple. They weren't educated like boys were. And for her to, her bond, her connection to divine source was so incredibly strong, I believe, through her ability to communicate with the angels, that she created this paradigm where we all can ascend, we can all join her. And I think that's the message that has been denied and repressed, is that her life is not a fluke. Her life is an example, and it's a new paradigm that we're all meant, I believe, at this time in our evolution to start living. You know, what we've been doing, where we're going, we've followed, this patriarchal system for centuries, and, you know, it's done us well. You know, I'm not going to deny we haven't certainly evolved in some wonderful ways, but clearly we're out of balance. And it's time for all of us, I believe, and I think everybody would agree with that, to, to ascend, to kind of get to our next evolutionary step. And I really truly believe that Mary is coming back into a significant revival, renewal, for all of us to begin, you know, through the divine feminine energy, to start creating in a different way.
Right. I've heard people say that part of the shift, what I like to think of as the transformative energy of this time, is a shift from that male model of power to the female, more feminine model of power. And Mary, to me, represents that strength and vulnerability and action and waiting and all those, you know, all those wonderful things that we hold in balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When we begin, I know we're coming up to the break, but when we begin to bring Mary into our lives, when we invoke her, what kind of a change will we see as we do that?
Well, you know, I think the change is initially going to be, as it was for me and others, it's a really coming home, a coming into ourselves, coming into an awareness of really who we are, not just in a mental way, because one of the differences between divine feminine energy and divine male energy is that, you know, divine male energy, I think we've seen this in a lot of the teachers who have been popular, and it's a lot of that is about enlightenment. It's about you know, moving forward. It's about assertiveness, and that's been good on the spiritual path, you know. The divine feminine, though, is different. The divine feminine is more about, it's not the assertive, logical, enlightenment path of male energy. It's the intuitive path of the mysterious, of drawing from the depths, of putting form to what's formless. It's about birth, and it's about birth from that depth of the darkness. And in many ways, what we're experiencing, but I think the biggest difference is that, and this is where it's going to really make a big difference in our society, because our culture is so mentally dominated right now. We're not really drawing from our heart.
Yeah.
And from our intuitive inner knowing, from our spirit.
You're right.
It comes from the divine feminine. And I'm sorry, are we time for a break?
You can hear me drawing that breath that,
right.
Oh no, we gotta go.
I heard you. Right.
We have to go, but we've got a segment left. So you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Sherry Dillard and I will be right back after this.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I was trying to think of something clever to say about the intro music, and I just couldn't, so I'm not going to say anything clever.
But I will. You're as sweet as a honeybee.
Oh, thank you. And I haven't left you in pain or anything, though.
Absolutely not.
Oh, good. Okay, so Chris is okay, you guys. You can go back to what you were doing. He's okay. Now, my guest is Sherry Dillard. I suppose she's sweet like a honeybee. Mostly, she's an intuitive, a medium. She's the author of several best-selling books. Her newest one is The Miracle Worker's Handbook, 7 Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. A lot more stuff about Sherry and her work at www.sherrydillard.com. Sherry, this is the segment of the show that always goes like lightning. And so in our time that we have left, I'd love to know, when we invite Mary into our lives, when we raise our vibration and connect with that energy, what are some of the ways in which we're able to take better action in the world? What are we going to notice that's different around us because of that connection?
Okay. Well, what we're going to notice is that life becomes a magical adventure. It really does. The world begins to speak to you in a different language. You begin to live the divine within your everyday life. That means synchronicities become just the way of life, that everything speaks to you, that you're not alone, that you begin to become much more aware. You know, as your vibration heightens, your divine intuition, your ability to connect, to hear, to listen to your spirit, to take in higher level guidance, to be a blessing to the world, everybody on Mary's path at some point or another becomes a healer. It's just part of her path. You will have the ability, and that's part of the ascension of her path. As you ascend into these higher realms, you live in the world. You're capable of healing others, healing yourself. There are times in my practice that there are miracles. Mm-hmm. It's not that uncommon, and I know the reason why is because of Mary. It's the paradigm that she is bringing to all of us to live in that magic that she lived in. She lived an incredible adventure when she was here. She continues to live in the spirit realm on this earth, inviting all of us to live in that magic with her and to become that miracle worker and to live in that miracle. And I can't say enough how your life is different. It's, you're living in a different world. Nothing is the same.
And it's, you're making me think about that, that the idea of not just tapping into something that has spiritual relevance for you, not just something that changes how you are, but it not only affecting you so that you can change other people, but that you actually become someone who is a miracle yourself because you've stepped into that divine flow, into that awareness.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it just, until you really experience that, it's hard to put into words. But, like, you know, if you can just kind of soak in on any, you know, how you have ever felt when you've had a synchronicity, when something has come to you through grace, where you haven't asked for it, you didn't think you maybe even deserved it, but it's come so simple and so easy. And that's part of Mary's path. It's so simple and it's so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, we make it complicated, but that's part of the divine feminine. And that's one of the biggest differences between the divine feminine path and a more male, divine male path, is the divine feminine path speaks to our intuition, the mysterious inner part of us, our spirit. We don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to overdo it. And, you know, there's so much out there about, you know, getting rid of our blocks, doing all kinds of inner work, and that's all wonderful and that's all good. The divine feminine path is a little different. It's more receptivity. You know, it's about receiving grace, receiving vibration, bringing it in to the interior and allowing it to manifest through you. So you're almost a witness in this miracle that's happening in your life.
And Mary, at least in my experience, and I have, we can do a whole other show on this. I have personal experience with Mary in my life, so this topic has a lot of resonance for me. But Mary meets you where you are.
She incredibly does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That is, like, thank you for saying that. You can be, I tell you what, that is one of the biggest differences with working with Mary that I've found in working with any other spiritual being, is that you can be broke, pushing a cart in Walmart, and Mary is there with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter what you've done, where you've been, whatever. She is right there with you, 100% pure spirit, giving, giving, giving.
And that reaching out for her, that invoking that power, is sometimes as easy as just asking, as just opening
that's
up.
The thing. That's exactly it. And that's why we miss it, because it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we miss it because we're so used to having to work so hard for everything and become someone and become, you know, a little better, a little different, a little harder, a little do this, do that. And this path is, it's about the receptive. It's about the receiving, you know, and embodying. And it's a very, it's like a plant. It's like a seed in the ground that's, it's all there. It's just receiving. It's receiving rain. It's receiving sunlight. It's receiving nutrition from the earth, and then it blossoms. It's not going out and seeking these things. It's not becoming a different seed. It's not working in a different way. It's just that receptive place where you can accept what's coming in.
Mm-hmm. And taking the time and having the patience then to go within, to ask for help, to
that's
ask for guidance.
That's the hardest part, right?
Yeah.
Right. That is probably the hardest thing, is to ask. And then I talk about it as one of, you know, the pregnancy stage is when most of us abort. You know, we abort the divine plan at the pregnancy stage because we're not seeing it manifest right away. We're doubting. We get into that place where, you know, that whole human part of us comes in and, you know, we're not good enough, or we're not bright enough, or we're not special enough. And so we abort that divine energy that's trying to work in our life. And that patience you talk about is that's one of the significant portals to go through. That's one of her power and manifestations, is the ability to stay in tune with the spirit despite what's happening on the outside world, and to hold on and to nurture that spiritual divine energy within.
Sherry, thank you so much for being on the show. This is an important book, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And like I say, you don't have to write another book to get back on the show.
Okay.
You just let me know.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My guest was Sherry Dillard. Her new book is The Miracle Workers Handbook, and you can find out more about Sherry and her work at www.sherrydillard.com. That's all the time that we have for today. Would you go to fogcitypsychic.com, please? Just click on everything, go ahead, book a reading, and sign up for the news. Do it all. It's all right there on the show, on the webpage. On Monday at noon, I am doing a special interview with explorer and spiritual teacher Jay Von Spreck. We're going to to be talking about sacred travel. Wow, this is a fascinating guy. We're going to be live at noon Eastern on Monday on Blog Talk Radio. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Barbara Berger joins us from Denmark. So there, to talk about her new book, The Awakening Human Being. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.